Today's daf is Vachim daf Samach Zayin, and we continue with the Mishnah on Samach Vav Mabez, as we are in the Perek Chatas Ha'of, all about issues relating to birds, as we started the Perek yesterday. Okay, bird Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Samach Vav Mabez, V'kulan ein matam en beis abliya. All of the cases where the previous Mishnah mentioned all the different types of problems that the Kohen did with the Avodah. He did it in the wrong place. He did it with the wrong carbon. He did all the different issues that come up, and some of them were psula, some of them, if you did it properly, it was obviously kshera. Says the Mishnah, though, in all those cases, there is no tumas nevela, in matamid beis abliya. There's no tuma in one's throat. So we know the halach is that there are different types, different ways of becoming tamei. If I touch something, if I carry something, if I'm in the same ohel as something, there's tumas heset, if I move something. But there's also a unique form of tuma, and that's tuma of nevelas of tohar, that it only makes me tamei as I eat it. As I eat it. My beis abliya, in my throat. So that's why the Mishnah here says that tumah does not exist in all these cases, as long as you did a proper malika, even if it was done in the wrong place, even if I did a different carbons avoda besides the malika, I did havdalah, I did mitzui, whatever the case may be, still, there is no tumah beis abliya that occurs there. This is a question that we discussed in the past, to mention it again, and that is, in Asvin Daraisa, in Klal Aleph, the first piece, he has a lot of different issues that are brought up. We spoke about this a couple of days ago when we brought up Shchitas Chulin Ba'azara. What if you shecht it in the Lishchos that are around the outside? Then he has a piece about Malika in general, which we spoke about. Is Malika a form of Shchita or not? And then he talks about this issue, Nevelas Of Tahar. This is the issue that Reb Chaim also talks about. How do we view that type of Tumah? Is it at root a Tumas Negiyah? It's a fancy form of tumas negiyah. It makes me tummy when I touch it, but what part of my body has to touch it? Only the inside of my mouth. But really, it's a form of tumas negiyah. Or do I say, no, it's really a tumas achila, which is somewhat unusual, but it's mitzvah shel achila, but this is a tumas achila. It makes me tummy as I eat it. So he quotes many rayas that he thinks it is a form of achila. He thinks it's a form of achila. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, for example, on Daf Ayin, that the Gemara tries to say, "Im hichnis piv lemei nevelas oftar va'achal beitz." Let's say you eat the eggs of nevelas oftar. So you eat the eggs. You don't eat the actual bird. So the Gemara suggests that it doesn't make you tamei because lo avidi inshi da'achli hachi ubatalaito eitz akalada. People don't usually eat these things. People that eat these things. If it's a tumas nekiyah, who cares about what people eat or not? So he says, you get the impression from that Gemara, the fact that it's getting into rules of regular eating, that it's a tumas achila. Umuchach that tumi imitam achila. Di neima de bitam magahi. If you say it's a tumas maga, marakach. Who cares that people don't eat it that way? Sof, naga hanavelas of tame bebeis abliya. It still touched me. Fiyishkan maga. So it must be that, no, there's something more. It has to be some level of achila. Or the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Zayin we had last summer. The Gemara has a havamina there to exclude tumas nevelas of tar from kares. If I did that and walked into mikdash when I was tame because of nevelas of tar, why? Because it says ki yiga. The alkein havamina devar negiya in the lav bar negiya lo. Rashi says the lav bar negiya she'eno mitami b'negiya ela bebeis habliya al yidei achila. What's the havamina that maybe tumas avelos of Torah is not included in tumas mikdash because it's not a bar negiya? It's a bar achilas mafurish. If you want to take that line seriously, that you wouldn't be tamim shemaga. The question is, what's the maskana? Kamash v'lan. Kamash v'lan, even though it is a bar achila, still it makes you tameh, or it is a bar negiyah. That is the question of the maskana. Then he says, maybe it's even a machlokas amarayim. Later on in a different gemara, because the gemara that says it's a machlokas, whether you consider tumas nevelas of tahar a chiddush or not. It's a machlokas. He quotes the gemara here. Where's this gemara? In Chulin, Taflam Gimel. Where he quotes the Gemara, Machlok goes through a whole long Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara ends up saying, but the Machlok says whether you consider it a Chiddush or not. So he says, maybe this is good for the point. If it's a Tumas Negiyah, then it's a Chiddush, which type of part of the body has to touch it, but might not be a real chiddush because it is a tumas negiya. But if it's a tumas achila, maybe then it would be a big chiddush. Or you could say just the opposite. If it's tumas negiya, you never have a tumas negiya where it's only a specific part of your body, so that makes it a chiddush. As we quoted, what's the rule? Tosa said it earlier in this pasechta. Chiddush means davar asosir as a klal. So a klal usually is any part of my body that touches it, and here it's only a specific part of my body, so therefore that would be a chiddush. Kamash balon. Maybe that is not, according to the other sheet, there would not be a chiddush. Okay, anyway, he brings a number of riyas to this issue, but he really is of the opinion that he thinks it is an achila. It is a tumas achila. He talks about here that he says maybe even from the pasuk itself, because the pasuk's language is, thank you, the pasuk's language is, v'chol nefesh asher tochal nevela. So maybe just that language of tochal, does that give it away? That it's a tumas achila? He says, no, I can't build a shear on that, he says. Just that lashon of tochal. Why ein lochiach shatuma bivas achila? The yishlomar, the shaper dat tuma mitam maga, you still might say the tuma is a form of negia, the afki rachmana, balashon achila, legalos to buy shear achila as bekazais. It might just say the word tochal to tell you how much of it you need to make you tame. But apako as lumdis, it is an achila. Ukein shihiyah bebeis amenuga. Just like by beis amenuga, how long do I have to stay in a house of saras in order to become tame? It says v'ha ochel b'bayis yichavis begadav. Really, you don't have to eat in your house. It just says ha ochel to teach me how long do I have to stay in there enough to eat a certain amount of bread. And therefore, one does not have to, one can't bring a riot from the fact that the Torah uses the Lashon of Achila to prove this issue. But either way, this is Klal Aleph, the last few pages of Asvidaraisa, Klal Aleph. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So far we did one line. The Kulan, Ein metav beis abliya. So again, all these cases of karbanis oaf, that you did something wrong, even though the karban might be pasul, it is not tummy. It doesn't make you tummy. It's not tumas nevela. Umo alin bahen. Mi'ila, though, still applies. Even though usually after I finish the process of a mitzvah of a karban, there is no more mi'ila. There's more mi'ila by kachim kachim. Always, I mean, even the emurin, one has to give the bird. Kach shekalim, there is no meila until after the process is done over. And now I have to shech the emurin on the mizbeach. So there's meila different times of kach shekachem and kach shekalim. But here, malika does not get you out of meila. Doesn't get out of you meila. Third line in Rashi, v'yaf pachatos. Hoel v'nifsalu, v'ein bahen shas heter lakoanim, lo yasev de mi'ila shabahen. Usually mi'ila disappears when it becomes mutter for people to eat. But here, it never becomes mutter. It's pasul in these cases. So therefore, mi'ila isn't gotten rid of either. The Yola Shlomo, he points out that even if you want to say, we had earlier back on Dav Chavav, the sugyas of Shalobim Komo Kim Komo Dami, according to Shmuel there. So therefore you might say, what do you mean? But the Eved, you get Kapara. Shalobim Komo Kim Komo Dami. It must be, he says, that's only if there is an external problem. Let's say you just did the perfect Zrika, but in the wrong place. But if you did a problematic Zrika, there's a problem in the Zrika itself, in the Avoda of the Zrika, so then that would not be Shalobim Kobo Kim Komo Dami. And here, according to some of the Psulim, you did the wrong Maisa Avoda of the wrong carbon. You did Chatas Ola Nola Chatas, and therefore, that would be the problem. And that's why there still is Mi'ila. Okay, so there is no base Tuma, but there still is Mi'ila. So the Milika accomplishes something in the middle. Except for Mechatas Sa'of Sha'asalamata Kamaisa Chatas L'Shev Chatas. Right, because that case is perfect. Right, it's exactly what you were supposed to do. So if that's what you're supposed to do, so then there is no more mi'ila there. By Ola, there still is mi'ila, right, because it still has to be burned on the mizbeach. But the only case that you did, if you did the chatas perfectly, you did the ma'isa chatas underneath, as the chatas is supposed to do, the shem chatas, that is fine. Period. Okay, machlok is as follows. Ola sa'of sha'asa lamata. Kama'isa chatas v'shem chatas. You did an Ola exactly like a chatas. And Ola is supposed to be above. But instead you did the Ola below, in the Chatas spot, and you did the Chatas action, and you had in mind Chatas. So, what happens there? So, Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Molenba. Rabbi Eliezer says, there is Me'ila. Why? Because this is an Ola. It's an Ola, and who took it, who took it out of its state of me'ila, right? The Kohanim can't eat it, and you passel the carbon, and it's an ola. So therefore, there is still me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, ein mo'alin ba. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there is no more me'ila. Why? So we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua's mechudashita is, if you have an ola and you did exactly as a chatas, in the same place, in the same kavana, everything, it turns into a chatas. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. And if it turns into a chatas, it's a chatas. And therefore, there is no more me'ila. That's going to be the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, which we'll see his svara later. So that's why ain mo'al and ba. But first, we're going to have a whole conversation between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Again, remember the case? There's only one case we're talking about here. The case is where you have a carbon ola, and you treated it like a chatas. And you did everything like a chatas. You did it under the chotasikra. You did the avodas of the chatas. Which means, what's the avodas of the chatas? You weren't mavdil it totally. Ola has to be the mavdil totally, right? What does that mean? Two simanim or totally decapitation? We spoke about Machlokas Rashi Rambam. But either way, you did the avoda of echatos here. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, come on, how could you say that's kosher and there is no me'ila? Uma im chatas she'ein mo'alin ba lishma by echatos, that there is no me'ila by it if you did it properly. Do the chadas properly. There's no more me'ila because now it can be eaten by the kohanim. Kishashina eshma ma'olim ba. When you're mishana achatas, there is me'ila because there is no heter to the kohanim if you're mishana it. So there is me'ila. So ola shema'olim ba l'shma. Ola, even if you did it properly, there would still be me'ila. Kishashina eshma in adishim ola ba. So surely if you did it improperly, there should be the isra me'ila. Again, ola, if you do it properly, there is no me'ila. If you messed up, there is me'ila. So ola, where even if you didn't mess up, you did it properly, there's me'ila. Surely, if you messed up, there should be me'ila. That is Rabbi Elazar's taina. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, lo. No raya. Im amarta b'chatas sheshina shma l'shem ola, shekein shina shma l'davar sheish po me'ila, chatas l'shem ola. You know why there's me'ila there? Because you messed up thinking about a karban that's all about me'ila. You thought l'shem ola, so of course there's going to be me'ila there, because what you thought about has effects. Tomar ba'ola sheshina shma l'shem chatas, but in the opposite direction, where you're doing an ola, and you think chatas, you know why that's better? Shekein shina shma l'davar sheish po me'ila. Because you thought about chatas, so what that it is an ola. But if you thought about chatas, that's why there's less me'ila problems, because chatas is a carbon that is less susceptible to me'ila. After all, there is a time by chatas that it won't be subject to me'ila anymore. Okay. Next machlokas. Say machlokas, but next svara. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Well, it says again, no, I'll prove you wrong. Again, he's trying to prove an ola done as a chatas, there is going to be me'ila. Amalu Rabbi Eliezer, v'harei kadshei kadshim. You're telling me, Rabbi Yeshua, that every time you do a lesser carbon, it's better. What about this? Harei kadshei kadshim sheshachtan bidarom, v'shachtan l'shem kadshei kalim. If you took kadshei kadshim, you did everything about kadshei kalim to it, right? You shachted it in the darom, which makes it possible, and you shachted l'shem kadshim kalim, yochichu, that'll prove to me. Shekein shina shmam l'davar she'en bo me'ila. You were reciting the name down, right, down in Kedusha, and yet u'molin bahen, and yet there's me'ila. So, afata, afata ma'ala ola. So to hear, by an ola that you went down to a chatas, aval bi shashina shmam l'davar she'en bo me'ila, b'shem yimaluba. You still have me'ila there. There's still an Isra me'ila. So don't tell me, just like kachi kachip to kachim kalim, there's going to be me'ila. Ola techatas also should be me'ila. That is Rabbi Elazar's claim. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Again, I could give you a taina back. Ima marta bekachi kachim sheshachtan bedarom v'shachtan l'shem kachim kalim. You know why that case is different? Shekein shina shmam l'davar sheish po isav heter. Kachim kalim isn't totally something that is not subject to me'ila. Kachim kalim has some subject to me'ila and some not subject to me'ila. The emurin of the kachi kalim that are going to be burned in the mizbeach is subject to me'ila. So don't tell me that kachi kalim is davar she'ein bo me'ila. I disagree. It has me'ila. Tomar ba'ola sheshina shmala davar shekulo heter. Unlike ola, the case that we're talking about, my friend Rabbi Eliezer, we're talking about a case where you change it to something that is kulo heter, and therefore. Why kulo heter? Doesn't a chatas also have emurim? No, we're talking about chatas ha'of. When chatas ha'of, then there's nothing burnt. Chatas ha'of is, right, what the Gemara said, the Mishnah said earlier, ein lemizbeach el adama. So that's why we're talking about Chatos Ha'of, and there's no Me'ila there at all. Period. So that is the Machlokas. We're going to have another form of the Svaris in a minute, but just keep in mind, the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is there Me'ila when I take an Olas Ha'of and I do everything about a Chatos to it? I shecht it below, and I do the Maisa Chatos V'chulu. And Rabbi Yeshua ended up saying, there is no Me'ila there. There's no Me'ila. The ultimate Svara, even though we didn't say it yet, is going to be because this carbon has now changed into a Chatos. And so therefore you've done everything perfectly. And Rabbi Elazar cannot fathom that. He says, no, this is an Ola. You Che'u Meshaneit, so you should have the Isser of Me'ila. Period. So this says the Gemara Tanya. Same Machlokas with different Svaras. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, Asham sheshachtu betzafon l'shem shlamim yochiach. So it's a continuation. We don't even mention again what the machlokas is about. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll prove with you another. I'll prove you that there is going to be me'ila. Because what about Asham? An Asham that you shechted betzafon, like you were supposed to, but l'shem shlamim. You added my shlamim yochiach. Sheshina eshmo, you're mishana the name, you thought of a different carbon. Umolinbo. And still there is me'ila. At least before the Zrika, Rashi says. There's Me'ila, so afatal tatam ala ola. So to hear, don't be mitameh, don't wonder about the ola. Sha'ava bi shashina shmashi imaluba. Even though you mishana the name, that it should be Me'ila. Just like Asham to Shlamim should have Me'ila, ola to Chato should have Me'ila. Again, we're each going down in a level of what's subject to Me'ila. So just like by Asham you went down, and it's still subject to Me'ila, so to ola to Chatos should be subject to Me'ila. So, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo, no, imamarta ba'asham, don't compare it to b'asham, why? Shimshina eshmo, lo shinas bekomo, you at least did it in the right place there. If you did it in the right place, you shafted in the safon. So if you did it in the right place, that's why it's still considered the original carbon, and therefore, it's considered a shinui, and you messed up, and it's still subject to me'ila. Tomar ba'olo, but in our case, shashina eshmo, v'shinas bekomo. Here, you changed everything. You did the Ola below the Chutah Sikra. So that's why this is better. Because you did it in the wrong place, so it makes it better because now it changes into a different carbon. So don't compare me and Asham that shechted in the Safon that you had in mind Shlamim. Don't compare to me that case to our case. So he says back, okay, I'm a Rebbe Lazar, fine. So switch that detail. Asham sheshachtu bedarom l'shem Shlamim yochiach. Same thing applies, even if you shechted in the Darom, in the wrong place. Sheshina eshmo, v'shines bekomo, umolinbo. Sa'afata, atatam ala ola. Sha'avavi sheshina eshmo, v'shines bekomo, umolinbo. Right, so too, when it comes to ola. Right, so exact same point, but just say it's an asham that you shechted in the Darom. You change the place of the asham, you change the all the other details of the asham, you did l'shem a different carbon, and there's still me'ila. So too here. So again, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, there's a difference. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Ima marta ba'asham sheshina eshmo, v'shina es bekomo, v'lo shina es maisav. There's still a difference. Why my case, chatas ha'of, olas ha'of made into a chatas, my case is better. Why? Because in my case, you did everything different. You changed the place, you changed the kavana, and you changed the avoda. Here, by asham, you changed the place, you changed the kavana, but you didn't change the maisa. You did the maisa of an asham. So you did the maisa of an asham. So still, that's enough to hold it back that it can't change into another different carbon. Tomar ba'ola, unlike our case that we're talking about of an ola sa'of, k'sheshina eshma, v'esma aseha, v'shina esmakoma. So therefore, says Rabbi Elazar back, again, you cannot compare it to our case. My case is the case where you changed everything. You changed everything. One more try. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'nei malei, why didn't he answer? Rabbi Eliezer could have had an answer. Could have had an answer where, what did he do? By Asham, he said, okay, fine, I'll change the place. Could you change the Maisa by Asham? So suggests Rava, yes. V'nei malei, why didn't he tell him, Asham, sheshachdu b'darom, l'shem shlamim, b'shinui b'ilim. There's another shinu that you can do by an asham. Change the bailim. Changing the bailim is just like changing the maisim. Sheshina eshmo, v'shina esmakomo, v'shina esmaisav. You change the maisim here. So therefore, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that? Because that could have been a good defense. So midelo kamar lehachi, from the fact that he didn't say that, it must be that he finally chapped what Rabbi Yeshua's real svara was. By the fact that he didn't just keep saying these details back and forth, oh, look at this model, look at that model, it must be that he finally chapped and he didn't want to continue the conversation. Mitulo karmale hachi, shma mino, must be, nochis Rebbe Eliezer l'taymid Rebbe Yeshua. He finally understood it. What did he understand? As follows. Damar avada bar ava, omer haya Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua shita is, olas ha'of. Our case, if you did an Ola, everything like a Chatas, Kivan Shemalak Basimin Echad, the second that you did Malika on one Simin, which is enough for Chatas, right? Which is, again, you have an Ola bird here, but you did it in the place of the Chatas, you thought Chatas, and now you did the Avod of Chatas, the second that you did that, Nimsheches Vinasis Chatas Ha'of. Boom. It turns into a chatas oaf. It is an olas oaf. That's what you amaktish it for. But it has the power. It turns into an olas haof. Piercy finally understood Rebbe Yeshua's shita. Stop there for a minute. First of all, a couple of questions. First of all, what did he think originally the svara was? Right before he came to this amazing maskana that, oh, now I understand. I already said it before. So I was influenced by the maskana. But what else could he have been thinking? So the Brisker Rav thinks that he was thinking there also might not be Me'ila, because maybe it's a case where a carbon died. It has that status. Kashim Shemesu. By Kashim Shemesu, there also is no Me'ila. It's not subject to be Hukrav on the Mizbeach anymore. So he says, the Griz, Hine kol ha'braisa mayri kodem denachas rebalazur latayim de Rebbe Yeshua. That's the Brisa up till now. Tatamu mishum de nimsheches. Verak deha de ein ba me'ila b'shinuyin. Tzarech lama tu mishum de b'hashinuyin chashiv k'kashiv shemesu. It's like a carbon that died, and therefore there would be no iser of me'ila. When exactly does it change? At what moment does it become a chatas? What exact moment? So again, the Griz, once we have it open, the Griz says, well, let's talk about it for a minute. What's the language of the Gemara? The second that you shecht one simen, kiva de malak simen echad. Says the Griz, I don't understand why that should be. Because let's say you're shechting a regular olas ha'of in the right place. You also have to get through simen echad. So how do we know yet that this is being done as an avodas chatas? The second that you did the first simen, maybe you're going. You're continuing. Tzarech Ian asked the Griz, Amos Hinim Sheches, the Amos Haviashini Bimalika. When do you change? Shari im yimlok lamata beis hasimanim. If you really kept going and went through two simanim lamata under the chuta sikra, be'emes lo timashech. So it wouldn't go turn into an ola because you're doing a maisa. It wouldn't turn into a chadas because you're doing the regular maisa of an ola. Shari lo nasis kamaisa chadas of. Ukshemolik simen echad. And once you only do one simen, you could continue. So what does the Gemara mean that the second that you do one simen, boom, now you've done everything perfectly as a chatas, and therefore it turns into a chatas? No. You didn't do a maisa chatas yet, because it could be that this is going to turn into a maisa ola. So he says, ve'efshar, in brackets, dinimsheches b'shehia, she'os achas simen rishon. Maybe you waited. We had the discussion 2 days ago. Maybe you delayed after Simen Echad, which would passel it up for being an avoda of an ola, and therefore it has to be an avoda of a chatas. Right, that meaning, it doesn't mean really here, the second that you did Simen Echad. It means after you were shoheh after Simen Echad, which now means that you cannot continue and do Simen Sheni, now the Simen Echad has significance. That's one possibility. But then he says, what about the other day that we had on Friday that says Shehiyah doesn't passel by an Ola? Because remember we said maybe Malika you have to go through the Simen and then you have to go back and do the Basar. So maybe it's all included. So this wouldn't be a delay. So what else could you say? Amna lamada amar rov Basar ma'akev nicha. Shai ba'ola sa'ov tzorach lachtof rov Basar achar be'simanim. Nimsa kishemoka kachadas ha'ov v'chodek v'basar achasim enechad v'shini v'malika. Oh, says the Griz, maybe according to that Manta Amar, you know what you do? According to the Manta Amar, that by Ola you have to do rov basar, you have to get that extra skin, but you only do that after two simanim. So maybe the second after the first simen when you start getting the rest of the basar, so it's not a question of a delay of a shahia, but you're doing something that's usually done after two simanim by an Ola. And here you're doing it after one simen of a chatas. So that's why it already changed his name. Lamaisa, the important point of the Griz is that you have to do something. When the Gemara says, molik simen echad, and it immediately turns into a chatas, it doesn't really mean it. the second after. It's got to be something else. You have to either not do something or do something after the Malika Siman Echad in order to show that this is a Chatas and not an Ola. That is one. Another very important Ha'ara that the Mikdash David makes, then we'll get into Tosfos. The Mikdash David says, don't we have a rule in 20 places in Kadshim that you can't have a carbon Chatas without an Aveira? What's the first Mishnah we had in the Masechta? First Mishnah of the Masechta says that if you shecht a carbon shalo l'shma, it's kosher, it exists, but it doesn't count for it to fulfill a Bailam Schiev except for two. Carbon Pesach, right, special need of carbon Pesach to be eaten by the Bailam, and Chatas. So why do we assume that was true? Because Chatas has a real needs, is defined as a real connection of, it has to be a Machaper. And if it's not Machaper for a specific Avir, for a specific person, it doesn't exist. That's why Chatas is possible. So ask the Mikdash Shavit, how could an Ola change it to a Chatas? There's no Avera here. You are Makdash it as an Ola, it turns into a Chatas, how is that possible? Says the Mikdash Shavit, a very big Chiddush, but this is what you have to say. Can't read the Gemara without this Chiddush. Says the Mikdash David in Simen Chaf Ches, it must be that the only thing that you're not allowed to do is have a carbon that's hukdash l'shem chatas. It's impossible to be makdash a carbon l'shem chatas without an aveira. But is it possible to have a carbon that has a chalos shem chatas on it? If I didn't, I wasn't makdash it. It just happened memela somehow. That's possible. You can have an existence, but you can't have one that I was makdash. So in the first Mishnah, so I'm going to carbon that I was makdash. I was makdashed as a chatas. And now it's going to be, you're going to try to have it as detached from me? That can't be. If I'm makdash a chatas, it's got to be connected to my aveira, it's got to be b'chaper for that aveira, everything's got to be perfect. But in the first Mishnah, right, it was, you're not going to have that. I was makdash it, but it's not going to work for my aveira, it can't exist. Or here, I wasn't makdash as a chatas. I was makdash as an ola. So you're right, it's going to be nikrav, hukrav, as a chatas a'of. But that's okay. You can have the status of chatas a'of, even without an aveira, but you can't have a hakdasha of a chatas without an aveira, or a hakdasha of a chatas which ends up not connected to my aveira. Right, that is the Mikdash David. I'll read it to you. We're talking about a case, so let's say you brought in a dava of olas ha'ov. How can you have that? V'tzarech lomar, here it is. V'tzeh de'eino chal shem chatas k'she'eino mechuyav, ein zeh de'i efshar lios chatas klal b'lichiv. No, that's not what it is. Rak de'mi she'eino mechuyav chatas, ein bo koach likros shem chatas. You can't be makdashit. Ava kol she'na'as ha'chatas be'inyin acher, k'gona yidei shini maisa kohen, efshar lachol. Then it can work. V'chein, he says, back on Daf Tes, in the first parak, if you remember, we had discussions about what does Pesach turn into after Pesach. Right? We said it ended up being a Shlamim, but the Gemara went through a lot of possibilities. Maybe it turns into a Bechor. Maybe it turns into this. The Gemara suggested maybe it turns into a Chatas. So we didn't focus on that. We're like, how can it turn into a Chatas? Says that's exactly the point. Just like here, it turns into, the Gemara rejected it. But it must be that it can turn into a Chatas. Those are his two rayas. Our Gemara here and the Gemara earlier on Daf Tes Amud Aleph in our Masechta.
Okay. Ola the Bailam for anything,
is this going to be Ola the Bailam? Does it fulfill the Bailam? Well, it was an Adava. If it was an Adava, what if it was a Neder? If he made a Neder to bring this bird as an Ola and it's sacrificed as a Chatas, does it fulfill the Bailam's Chiyav of bringing a carbon? L'chor, it fulfills the Chiyav. It said, Nadava for sure, because this animal's Hukraf. If it's a neder, a little more tricky. What was the neder? A neder that you can bring an ola? Or a neder you're going to bring a bird? Right, so which one is it? If it's a bird, it's sure to be okay also. Right, the other one is
Well,
hopefully we'll talk about that again, but Ola V'Yored is a Chadis and an Ola, but that's a package deal. It's a package deal, correct? Could that, would this be able to work for an Ola of the Ola V'Yored? You're asking. No, that's a question. Probably not. Okay, Viter. One other important discussion of Tosfos. Tosfos here seems to have a harmless comment, but it's huge. in the Achronim. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil b'Shinui Bailam. Remember what the whole what was our whole discussion just now? Rava says, why didn't Rabbi Lazar continue arguing with Rabbi Yeshua and say, no, I could come up with a case that's not only a Shini Makom and not only a Shinui Kavana, but also a Shini Maisa. So what the Gemara suggests? Oh, Shini Bailam. Says, no, I could come up with a case of an Asham that you could change the Maisa of the Asham. How can you change the Maisa of the Asham? Says Tosfos, Bishini Bailam, Hachanami, Havimatsi Lameimar Asham Mitzora, Shekibal Damo Bedarom, Bikli, Lishle Shlamim Yochiach. An Asham Mitzora, that you catch the blood of the Asham in the south, Shayshina Shmo, Bishini Makom, Bishini Maisa, Tetzar Kabbalah Biyad. The Asham Mitzora, you have to catch the blood Biyad. That's the din. And if you it's quite a Bikli. So there you do. That's a Shini Maisa. You try to figure out how do you do a Shini Maisa by an Asham? That's a Shini Maisa by an Asham. You catch the Asham's blood be kli and not be yad. But where's this blood going of the Asham? It's going on the Mitzorah. It's not going on the Mizbeach. It's going on the Mitzorah. You're putting it on the Mitzorah, and then you're putting the Luk Shemin on the Mitzorah. Huge discussion in the Achronim. Is this really an Avoda? Is the Kabbalah's Hadam of an Asham Mitzorah? Is that a real Kabbalah? Because you're catching it in you're supposed to catch it in your hand, and you sprinkle it on the Mitzorah. You're not catching it in a Kli, and you're not putting it on the Mizbeach. So is that a real Kabbalah? That is a big discussion in the Achronim. L'may Nafkamina, right? That's the Brisker Rav has this Chakir, Menachas Tav Zayin. Many Nafkaminas, is it part of the Avoda or not? Did I bring it here? I didn't bring Menachas here. But that's the Machlokas Achronim, whether it's part of the Avoda. Number one, do you have to do it in the Safon? Do you have to do it in the north? You have to do the Kabbalah's Hadam of the Asham in the north. Number one, right? That's the suffix of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David has a number of these chakiris. So you have to do it in the north. Is there a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, of what's left on the hand of the Kohen after he catches the dam of the Asham Mitzorah? This is all these chakiris. Now look, the Mikdash David has this chakira in Simin Yud Bei Sivav Od Yesh Lach Kar BeKabbalas Dama Asham Lamatan Bahonos Tiamrina Asham Mitzora Beis Kohen Mekalam Esdamo Echad Biyad Vechad Bekli Im Osa Kabbalah Shemekabel Biyad Lamatan Bahonos Im Yesh Lomer Din Kabbalah Lachol Davar. Does it have a Din Kabbalah? So do you have to do it in the north, or do you say that it there's a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirai? The Menachas Chinuch is not sure. He has the kasha. In the mitzvah of carbon mitzvah, he asked the question. V'lo re'isi l'rabbeinu harambam she'yevayer mahu wahayu osin b'moser hadam shenisha b'chapo. The Rambam doesn't talk about it. Im ta'on shvicha al yisod dromi kemo ha'shirayim shebechli b'kol ha'karbanos o efshar dafka shirayim mimizbeach nishpachin al ha'yisod avol shirayim min hayad efshar dinishpachin la'ama b'azara v'ke'es lo matzasi gilu lazeh. I don't know. I'm not sure. But again, this is totally on this Chakira. Is the Kabbalah's Hadam of the Asham in the Yad of the Kohen? The Kohen that's in the Yad, is that a real Avoda or not? So does it need Safon? Does it need Shvichas Shirayim? What happens, the Mikdash David says, what if the animal becomes a Balmum between the Shechita and the Kabbalah? We said earlier that would passel. That would probably remember the case we had an animal sticking his foot out of the azara, and then you do the shechita, and then you chop it off. So that is also a question. Three nafkaminas. So fourth one is the one that we always say, is that can a machshava be posel during it? What about during this Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen has a machshava haposelis? Could that ruin the carbon? But this is the issue. How seriously do you take it? So the Achronim say this Tosfos seems to be holding that it's a serious avoda. By the fact that Tosfos suggests that the Gemara could have said, Asha Mitzora, you could also have a Shini Maisa. You switch Yad to Kli. It means that Tosfos is saying that this is a real Avoda, and one is not allowed to switch the Avodos, switch the Maisa of the Avoda. Okay, that is an important discussion about the Dam. You don't think that the Dam Asha Mitzora is so exciting, but all the Achronim get into the act here. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ihachi. What was the final punchline that we just had? Rabbi Yeshua said that if you have an ola that you totally shecht as a chatas, it turns into a chatas. So ihachi chatas ha'of nami she'asol l'mala k'maisa ola. So why do you say the opposite? Chatas ha'of that's supposed to be done below, and you do it all above. Just the opposite. Mechisalik basim in echa timashe v'tevei olas ha'of. Why don't you say you can also turn into an olas ha'of? Gemara is going to say the obvious rejection in a minute. But we'll see in a second. Mechite ma'achinami. And if you were to say, yes, it's true, it's not true. V'yama Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Bina'a. Kach yatsa shel mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Bina'a that the form of our mishnah is exact. Don't add on cases. Don't say it's lav dafka. My lav kach yatsa v'sulo. Doesn't that mean this is the form of the mishnah and don't give other cases? Don't say, oh, the same applies to the opposite case of a chatas l'shem ola. So Gemara says, lo, kach hatzara shel kula mishnah. No, first of all, you don't have to say he's excluding anything. You can just say this is the whole mishnah that we have, but it's not meant to exclude anything. So possibility number one is that our mishnah doesn't exclude a beferish, but then Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no. It's a big difference. Bish lama ola sa'ov sha'asa lama takanai tachatas l'shem chatas. By an ola that you're switching into a chatas, that's possible. Why? Kivan daha hechshera b'simen echad v'ha hechshera b'shnei simanim. A chatas becomes kosher before an ola becomes kosher. Right? A chatas ha'of, you only have to do one simen. So this ola that you're doing as a chatas, there's a hechi timsi that it can become a chatas before it becomes a pasul ola. It becomes a chatas the second after you did one simen, as we said. V'ola sa'of l'mata lesa. Ola sa'of does not exist below, and therefore, kiva d'malak basimen echad, nimshechas v'nasas chatas sa'of. It can become a chatas sa'of before the halacha realizes, so to speak, that it's a problematic ola. El chatas sa'of, but think about the opposite case. You have a chatas sa'of that you're doing above, so kiva d'amar mar malika b'chamakam k'sheira, but you can do malika anywhere. So mechimalak basimen echad ifsala. The second that you did one simen in the wrong place, it's a problematic chatas, even before it gets a chance to be a kosher ola. That's why you can't work in that direction. You can't change the chatas into ola, only ola into chatas. So kihader malak be'idach simin, when you do the other simin, heichi mamshech avavi ola sa'of. It's too late. It's too late to become an ola sa'of, and therefore it only works ola, changing it to a chatas, not chatas changing it to an ola. Tosfos here says, this whole sugya about karbonis changing into each other is only by birds. That's the only time you have it, says Tosfos. Right? You never have other karbanos changing into things where you do a problematic thought. Rest says Tosfos in Tibramas Chatas. Why a bird's different? Because you find, says Tosfos already, that it's possible to be makdish in a bird, and the Kohen later will decide which karban it's going to be. We're going to have cases like that in a minute. Stumos. You could give a kan stuma. So says Tosfos, I could be makdish two birds, and you could decide what's an ola, what's a chatas. So you see already, sometimes designation happens later by birds. So too, here, it applies by all birds and not by animals. The Shita Mekubetzes has another interesting, different reason. You look at the second to last line of the Shita. The Shita says, you know why birds that can work? Because there's only two types of birds. It's either a chatas or an ola. So therefore, if you're not doing chatas, so we're allowed to say, okay, maybe it's going to be an ola. By animals, so many, it could be a chatas, an asham, an ola, a shlamim, all different types of animals. That's why you can't say, oh, it's not this, what's it going to change to that? What's it going to change to? There's so many choices. So that's the Shita's answer. You might say that itself reflects that, you know, the lumdus behind it. That reflects that the animals are very different machayivim by behemoths. By oaf, it's really one machayiv. Like we had earlier last week, that even a chatas and an oaf together is one package, is half a carbon that you're allowed to bring. That was the diak of the Brisker Rav and the Rambam. Okay, right. Period. Gufa, four lines from the bottom. That's an important Tosfos and Shita Mekubetzes. Says Gemara Gufa Amar of Adar Bar Ava Omar Ayi Reb Shua What's Rabbi Shua say All us of Shas Lomatik Ma'aseh Chatos Shem Chatos Kivan Shemalik Basim and Echad Nimshechas V'Nasas Chatos Ha'Of. So Rabbi Ada explained Rabbi Shua Shita as it changes into a carbon. You have again. Remember the case. You have an ola, and the ola is able to change into a chatas because you did the whole avodas of a chatas. So is that really true? Toshma. So now we're going to learn a little Maseches Kinim. Get our feet wet into the last masechta in this seder. Toshma, kinim is all about birds. A kan is a pair of birds that I bring. So all of kinim is all about not confusing, but different types of mixtures and tarovos that occurred. So this is the case. The first case discussed, Rashi explains, you have two women, they each owe a chatas and an ola. One of them already brought their chatas, one of them already brought their ola. They meet each other on the street and they say, hey, you owe a chatas, I owe an ola, let's together bring a pair of birds to the Kohen. Now, that's what they did. The problem is then, though, the Kohen messed up in the avodas of these birds. So, chatas lazu wa olu lazu, they each owe one of them, asa shtein lamala, but then the Kohen did the avoda of both of them above. So the problem is, you have these two birds. The ola above was fine. The chatas above was a problem. Mechza kasho, mechza pasal. So, half and half. Shtei helamata, mechza kasho, mechza pasal. If you did both in lamatas, then the other one, the opposite one is kosher. Achaz lamala, achaz lamata, but he doesn't remember which one. Right? Therefore, he could have done each one in the wrong spot. Shtei psulos. They're both pasal. Why? Shani omer, chatas karva lamala, ola karva lamata. It could be that the Kohen totally messed up. So ask the Gemara, 1 minute! Didn't we just say that if you take a Ola and you do it totally as a Chatas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's fine. That's good, it changes into a Chatas. So that's the Gemara's question. Nehi nami de Ola karva lamata. Fine, that the Ola that you brought the Mata, Timsho v'tevi Chatas ha'of. The Ola brought below should be a Chatas. And therefore, at least the one that's Mechayev as Chatas should be Pater. They're both pasul. The one who's chayav chatos, either it was really her bird that was brought below, or if it wasn't her bird, it was the other woman's bird who changes into a chatos. So therefore, her chiyuv should be fulfilled. Shouldn't say they're both pasul. So, says the Gemara, Eimer d'amar Rabbi Yeshua b'chad gavra, b'shrei gavri mi amar. No, Rabbi Yeshua says the same person. Same person could have his carbon switched, or her carbon switched. Here, to jump people? You can't jump people. My Ola cannot fulfill your Chatas. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna work. Okay, that's by when it comes to a, that's his Chiddush. Especially when it's something that might be related to the obligation nature of it. It has the status of a certain Karban, but regarding the obligation nature, it cannot switch, people to fulfill Chiyuvim. Okay, next, period. So there's something to talk about here in our Sameach, but maybe we'll, do that tomorrow. Tashma, next try. Chatas v'ola v'stuma v'umifurashes. What happens? We give a Kohen a chatas and an ola and a stuma. A pair of birds that we didn't designate yet. That's the stuma. And mifurashes. And mifurashes, we designated birds, but we gave it to him as a pair. So, what exactly is, again, these are, Rashi quotes the case, middle of the Rashi right across from us. Shtei nashim shalachu gimel kinim be'iruv. Right? Two women that bought three pairs of birds. Zutzricha ola v'kan shalem. And each one of them needs a pair, and one of them needs a pair and an ola, one of them needs a pair and a chatas. Right? So, they need six birds. So, that's what they did here. So, in the Kohen, what do they do again? Asakul on the mala. If you did them all above, mechza kasha mechza pasal. So you had half chatos in this whole group and half olas in this group. So if you did them all a mala, so mechza kasha mechza pasal. The olos are all kosher and the chatos are all pasal. Kul on the mata mechza kasha mechza pasal. If you did them all below, then the chatos are kosher and the olos are pasal. Chetzi on the mala, chetzi on the mata. So then what? Eina kshera elastuma. The only one that works is the stuma, because what's the stuma? The stuma is the one that they did not designate yet. So then fine, the Kohen can do whatever he wants with the stuma, and therefore, it's kosher. Umischalekes beinehen. And you split it, okay? One of them will count for you, and one of them will count for me. But ve'ilu mifurashin lo. But the ones that were already designated as chatas and olos, those are pasul. So same as that question as before. Ve'amai nehinami de'ol. And some of these are for the same woman. Right? The previous case was that it's for two different women. But here's the same woman. V'yamai, nehi nami da'ola karva lamata, timshach v'tevi chatas ha'of. You should say, it should be able to switch. It should be able to switch. Right? Because the mefureshes one is not designated for a specific woman yet, so you can't say it's switched. There's no baya, Rashi says, of two gavri. V'chitei mahadalok Rabbi Yeshua. And if you want to say, maybe meseches kinim mishnayis, aren't Rabbi Yeshua? That's wrong. Umimat says, Amen Hachi, can you say that? Because Tashma, we're about to quote a 15-line Mishnah from Kinim, and the last line, see the Mishnah, right, in the next Amud? The Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, the Mishnah ends off by Rabbi Yeshua's commenting on the Mishnah. Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be the author of all these Mishnayis. So that's why you cannot say that Rabbi Yeshua, this is all going against Rabbi Yeshua. So we're going to just start reading this Mishnah, and we will continue with it tomorrow. So Tashma Ha'isha Sha'amra Hare Alai Kan, a woman who says, I promise to bring a Kan, Im Eileid Zachar, if I have a boy, I'll bring a Kan, and I'll bring a Kan, that is a Nedava. Right, I bring a Kan. You have to only bring a Davis. You're not allowed to be no Dave Chatos. So she says, I'm going to bring a Kan if I have a baby boy. So if she has a baby boy, she's already Chayv, a Chatos, and an Ola. And now she's Chayv two Olos, so she's going to be Chayv two Olos, an Ola, and a Chatos. So Im Eileid Zachar, Yolda Zachar. So if she has a Zachar, maybe a Shtei Kidim. She has to bring two groups. Achaslin, two pairs of birds. Achaslin Nidra, one for her Neder. That is an Ola and an Ola. The Achaslin Chavasa. And one for her obligation of having a baby, and that is a chadis and an ola. Nasa nasan le kohen, unless she gave these birds to a kohen. An ola, an ola, an ola, and a chadis. Ha kohen tzarech lasosa, and shalosh lamala, vachas lamata. The kohen has to do three above, because three of them are olos, and one lamata. Lo asa kain, what if the kohen did not? Ela asa shtayim lamala, v'shtayim lamata, what if he did two and two? So the two above are okay. But one below is a problem. So what happens? Below Nimlach, right? He didn't ask her what's going on. She's missing one above, because he did two above and two below. So he's missing one. We gotta stop there, because the next line is gonna require some elaboration, so we'll stop here. And we'll continue. But again, the whole point of this Mishnah is to prove that this is all going to be Rabbi Yoshua's authorship, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua has to agree to all of this. And if he has to agree to all of this, then we're stuck. Because doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say that every time you have an Ola, which you did in the Avoda of Achatas, it should be kosher, as long as it's within one woman and one person. And here it is within one. So the question is, how is Rabbi Yeshua going to answer that? So we're going to get to that answer on the line right before the Mishnah. So tomorrow maybe we'll start off with just one point on Akira Bemezid and Akira Betaos. That is the question. Maybe that could be a chilek. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue tomorrow.